بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Respected brothers and elders, our praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us to the masjid to perform our Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Really, this is such a bounty, such a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we may just overlook because we do it so often. Just, it's like a norm, just like a practice that we leave the home, come to the masjid for Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. But imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't give us the tawfiq to come to the masjid and prostrate our head before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens of the earth, the one who created us, the one who sustained us. Which other idol, which other deity, which other baboon, which other creature we should have been prostrating our head before. So this is, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't have to lift our heads, our hands, to make shukr to Allah. Now even in our hearts also we can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Then also we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really the actual reason why we came to the masjid, the means that brought us to the masjid, was because of this bounty of iman. Really, iman is such a thing which no person can ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, to the right of thanking Allah. They say a person, from the time, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the time a person, Allah created the worlds, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, till the day of Qiyamah, if a person has to go in sajda and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for the bounty of iman, he'll never be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Those people who do not have iman, what will their plight be on the day of Qiyamah? Their good deeds, whatever good deeds they did, whether it was the president of some country, whether it was a person who established an institution, all his good deeds will be absolutely no avail to him in the year after. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adil, Allah is just. Because of His justice, Allah will give him some goodness, some honor, some respect in this world. But in akhirat, he won't get anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully draws this parable in the Quran of the a'mal of the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah. They say, the a'mal of the kuffar will be like haba manthura. Ayat of the Quran, our Ustad, while explaining this, he mentions that, you know, you look at the dust particles when the sun is setting in the time of Asr, you will see that when the sun's rays go through the window, and those dust particles we see, just floating, absolute valueless, no person pays attention to it, like this will be the amal of the kuffar. No matter what good deeds they did in this world, but in akhirat, absolutely no avail it will be to them, no benefit at all. But a mu'min, a person who just recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah, whether he's got the weakest of iman from total humanity, but just he recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he got firm yaqeen, firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, in this world, even if he just moved a banana peel from the roadway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be kind to him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. This is this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For this also we should make shukr to Allah. But really, iman, just to recite kalima La ilaha illallah, this is not it. This is not the only thing, this is not the thing, but the real effort of kalima, the real object of kalima, what is matloo from kalima, what is desired from this kalima, is that every person, before he passes away, that he gets 100% conviction, 100% yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is my creator, Allah is my sustainer, Allah is the one who sees me, Allah is the one who watches me, Allah is the one who knows every movement of mine. And when this conviction should come in a person's life, before he passes away. And no one knows when he's going to pass away. So this effort of yaqeen, conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that kind Allah, that merciful Allah, should start from now. Every individual should start making total, he should go out of his way to make this effort. Because the first thing in the qabr also, the question is not going to be on how much of salah we gave, how much of zakat we paid, how much of hajj we made. But the first question in a qabr will be regards to yaqeen. Man rabbuk, who is your Rabb? The angels will ask. And what will come out on that day is not what is in our tongues, but what is in our hearts. Imagine, Allah must save us, but imagine that person who goes into the grave and this conviction he had in this world, that if I do not go to work, then I won't survive. If I do not work, I won't survive. If my son doesn't go to acquire some degree, then he won't live. Imagine if this yaqeen, the angel asks you, who is your Rabb? And then we say, some degree, or we talk about our business. What will be our plight on that day? So to to save that embarrassing situation, that terrible situation, from now you should start making effort on this. Kalima la ilaha illallah. Hakim ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh and Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Khandelvi rahmatullahi alayh used to say that whatever a person wants to bring into his life and whatever a person wants to take out of his life, he should speak about this. Whatever he wants to bring into his life and whatever a person wants to take out of his life, he should speak about this. Example, if a person wants to bring generosity into his life, what he should do, Hakim Sahab says, that a person should speak about this thing. If he wants to bring generosity, then his bayanat, his encouragement to his family, to his friends, should be revolving around this thing here, that how he speaks to people about the fazilat, about the virtues of spending in the path of Allah, the virtues of helping people with generosity. And if he wants to take out any bad quality from his life, then he should discourage people from getting, example, he got the melody of anger. So what he should do, he should discourage people from getting angry. On this line he should speak. So really, what is missing in this ummah, what is missing in our amal, what is missing in our salah, at this moment in time of this ummah, not only in us individuals, but total humanity. Take the whole ummah in mind, look broad, think of the whole humanity, what is missing? The only thing missing now, the real essence of our amal, why we do not have amal. They say, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their salah was same salah as ours. Whatever sunnat actions they were in salah, they also made it, we are also making it. Whatever farais actions of salah, they made it, we are also making it. But how come in Sahaba made 2 rakat salah? Whatever they wanted, whatever solution, whatever problem they had, the solution was in a 2 rakat salah. Sahabi never had food, he had 2 rakat salah, going to the masjid to and fro. And he gets his food. Another Sahabi wants to cross the river, cross the sea, 2 rakat salah, and then they cross the ocean. Another Sahabi, no water, just an arid, barren land, 2 rakat salah, and then water starts gushing out from that land. He commands someone to go and dig, and then water comes out from that land. What is the difference between the salah of Sahaba Ikram and our salah? Really, the real thing is that our conviction in salah, the conviction who our eyes are turning to, this is our problem. We do not have the conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So really, the only thing now, we should speak about this conviction, yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go person to person, introduce humanity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Darul Barakatuh mentions in his Malfuzat and Kitab, we should all try to read this Kitab also, very, very beneficial, that he says, if you want to know what is in the heart of a person, you should know what he's speaking about. The whole day a person is speaking about dunya, about his business, about his cars, about women, about cell phones, then you should know that this is in his heart. And if you want to know that person who speaks about Allah, he speaks about the ishq of Allah, he speaks about the love of Allah, he speaks about the yaqeen of Allah, then you should know that this is going to enter his heart. So really this is what we need to do. We speak, we have to introduce not only ourselves, not only those people who come to the masjid, but we have to introduce humanity to Allah. Imagine that person who goes person to person, door to door, like his mahbub, like his beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, going person to person. Imagine some people you go to, really, people who go for gush, they'll know that sometimes the condition you see a person in, you don't know whether he's a Muslim or not. You have to ask, what's your name? First you have to ask him, what's your name? Because you don't know what kind, his halat is so bad, so terrible. Not everyone, some people you go to. Then what we have to do, we have to introduce them to Allah. Some people you go, you don't know when last they took the name of Allah. Forget taking the name of Allah, you don't know when last they heard about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So introducing person to person, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This is our effort. Last year, 2 years Ramadan, our Jamaat from Stanger was going to the northern regions in Pangani area. So as they were coming down, it was about 2-3 days already passing Ramadan. So as they were coming down to Stanger, finishing at 3 days, so on the way there's about 10 venues. So every venue they stop where there's a musalla. And then already 2-3 days finish of Ramadan, and they're asking the people, you know about Ramadan? Not one locality they went to, they knew about Ramadan. Imagine 10 localities, and each locality minimum of 50 Muslims. About 500 Muslims, imagine, don't know about Ramadan. Last year one Jamaat was going to Pangani, there's already 2 days of Ramadan finished, from Stanger also. So they decided it was too late, after Taraweeh they left, and it was already late, so they just stopped at one area, one locality outside. And at that locality, Tugela, around there there's many other townships. So they went house to house, house to house, the next day to do just some gush. They said, let's just go for gush. Amir Sahib, the person who's telling us, he's saying, we're supposed to go to that venue, but we don't know why we went for gush. They just decided, Amir Sahib just said, let's go. Every house they went to, they said they didn't know it was Ramadan. So who is going to go to these people? They're saying, country Sahara, West Africa, by West Indies, Sahara West, or West Sahara it's called. When Jamaat landed up there, a person, they put the owner of the house, they went there. The owner of the house, it was time of Asr Salah. So they put the owner of the house for him to perform Salah. They say it was a time of Asr, and the Jamaat was performing behind him. They say Asr Salah, he made Allahu Akbar, and he started reading loud Qirat. Then they said, okay, we don't know what to do. They just carried on with the Salah. Then after that, in the first rakat, this person is sitting down for Tashahud. Then they said, no, now we can't take it. They broke the Salah. And instead of working on all these other areas, just in that locality, so much of time went. To teach every person, imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of effort they made, speaking to person, introducing humanity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kind Allah, this merciful Allah, who we have understood, we have tried to understand. So we have to introduce humanity to Allah. And a person, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahib from Camperdown, he always tells the students that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes in a hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam special attention, special love was for those people, for those Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whose benefit was am and tam, whose benefit was general and complete to everyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed close preference to those people. So how we can also become the mahbubs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also involve ourselves in this effort. They say, do the effort to see, not see to do. Yani, do the effort and then you see the results. Not see the results, then do the effort. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone the ability to go out in his path and to understand his work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.